周上。
While United Methodist pastor cannot come back to the church that they once served, but somehow I came here back to you.
普通嘅卫理公会嘅牧师咧，如果佢系曾经喺一间教会服侍过咧，系唔可以再翻嗰一间教会嘅。但系今日黄牧师佢又可以翻到嚟我哋嘅当中啦。
I cannot explain why and how simply, but eventually I'm here again.Even though I'm your interim pastor now.
雖然咧係唔能夠解釋就點解或者係點樣我可以翻到嚟，但係今日咧我就可以好開心嘅嚟到同大家一齊。我今日咧係你哋嘅臨時嘅牧師。
Anyhow, I'm so glad to come back and see you all again.
我係好開心翻到嚟係見到大家嘅。
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
我哋一齊嘅去禱告感謝主。
Thank you, God, by your providence and grace. Here we are again together before you and in your presence.
感謝主，藉住你嘅供應、你嘅恩典，我哋今日能夠一齊嘅嚟到你嘅面前，你去敬拜。
Guide us, O Lord, by your word and spirit.
願你用你自己嘅話語、你嘅聖靈，你去引導我哋。
That in your light we may see light.
喺你嘅光當中，我哋睇見光明。
In your truth, find wisdom.
在你的真理当中，我们找到智慧。
And in your will, discover your peace.
在你的旨意当中，我们找到平安。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
借耶稣基督倚靠。
Amen.
Amen.
One day, a horse escaped into the hills, and then all the farmer's neighbors sympathized with the old man over his bad luck.
有一天有一隻馬跑到一些山嶺那裡，那這個農夫的鄰居呢，個個就很同情這個老農夫了，就說你真是濟運啊。
But the farmer replied, bad luck, good luck, who knows?
但這個農夫就說濟運好運誰知
道。 A week later, the horse returned with the herd of the wild horses from the hills.
在一個禮拜之後呢，这一隻馬咧帶埋成羣馬係從嗰個山嶺嗰度翻嚟。
At this time, the neighbors came to congratulate the farmer on his good luck.
咁喺個時候咧，佢嗰啲鄰居就嚟到去恭喜一個鄰居一個嘅農夫話：，哇，你真係好運啊！
However, his reply was the same: good luck, bad luck, who knows?
但係一個農夫嘅反應一樣，佢就話：濟運好運，邊個知啊？
Then the farmer's son was attempting to tame one of the wild horses. He fell off his back and broke his leg.
当一个农夫的仔咧尝试去驯服一啲嘅野马嘅时候咧，佢跌咗落嚟就断咗只脚。
Everyone thought this very bad luck.
咁好多人咧都觉得哇，呢个真系济运啊。
Of course, not the farmer, whose only reaction was, you know that, good luck, bad luck, who knows?
但一個翻埋你都，但一個農夫你都知啦，佢個反應就係話濟運好運，邊個知啊
？Some weeks later, however, the army marched into the village and conscripted every able-bodied youth they found there.
但係冇幾耐咧，有一班嘅軍隊咧入到嚟就去徵召所有嘅年青嘅壯男，咁佢哋就去到嗰度去揾嗰啲嘅壯男啦。
When they saw the farmer's son with his broken leg, they let him off.
但他看到農夫的兒子的腳跛了的，那就沒有徵召他。
Now was that good luck, bad luck, who knows?
在這個情況之下，是濟運呢？好運呢？還是誰知道呢？
Jesus sent his disciples into the world, giving them authority to heal the world.
耶穌差遣他的門徒去到出到去，就賜俾他們醫治的能力。
He sent them two by two without any life insurance or Visa or MasterCard, not even a spare tunic.
耶穌是差遣他們出去的時候呢，是兩個兩個的，但就沒有跟他們買到人壽的現梭，沒有給一些信用卡去，甚至沒有多一件的外衣添的。
Well, that's the plan A.
那一個呢，就是計劃甲。
Plan A was to speak and act in hope of casting out despair and healing relationships.
这个计划格呢，就是说要去全港 去除去所有的人的绝望。
Plan A was to be welcomed and heard in the name of living Christ.
这个计划甲呢，就是说他当他是奉耶稣的名来去传讲的时候呢，他们是得到欢迎接纳，或者是人们会听的。
We all like this plan, don't we?
就我们每一个人都喜欢一个的计划，是不是呢？
But there was also plan B.
但呢，有另外一个的计划，就是计划月。
Shake off the dust and get out of town.
就是说呢，你要除去那些的灰尘，然后离开这个的城市。
Any place that refuses to welcome you, hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony.
就是何处的人不接待你们呢，不听你们，你们离开那个地方的时候呢，就将脚上的尘土躲下去，对他们作见证。
It sounds very harsh, but Jesus seems to know that plan B carries as much authority as plan A.
虽然这个听起来是很严峻，很严厉的，但是计划甲和计划月呢，耶稣都知道是同样带有权能的。
Nobody likes plan B, but it is also there also.
就是没人喜欢一个计划月的。
It seems God has a plan A and plan B from the beginning.
就好像呢，上帝呢，在早期的时候，最开始的时候，都是有一个计划甲，一个计划月的。
The first involved creation and a garden.
第一个呢，是有参与到一个的创造啦，同埋一个的伊甸园。
The second called for Jesus Christ.
第二个呢，就是需要到耶稣基督的。
The important issue here is that whether it can be classified plan A or plan B, we need to trust God who is in charge.
但重要的呢，在这里讲到的就是说，无论那件事情是归纳成为计划甲或者计划月呢，我们都要相信一件事，就是说上帝是在掌管的。
In reality, as we all know, plan A seems rarely working in this world.
但在现实来讲呢，很多时候一个计划甲呢，都很少是很正常或者是很能够的去运作的。
So there is plan B.
所以呢，就有计划月了。
Engaging into the plan B because the plan A is not working properly. However, we should remind ourselves two things we should carry or endure throughout our life journey.
当我们要用到计划月的时候呢，就因为计划甲是不成功嘛，即系唔掂啊嘛，咁所以我哋先要依个计划月嘅。咁但系我哋咧就要记得，我哋自己有两样嘢，我哋一定要喺我哋依个人生嘅旅程当中咧，时时要携带住同埋要承受住嘅。
Can you guess what they are？
你估唔估到系啲乜嘢咧
？Of course, the cross is the one, and thorn is the other。
咁嗰两样嘢咧，其中一个咧就系十字架，另外一个咧就系一根刺。
In fact, they were there in plan A too, but we cannot realize it when things are moving smoothly and you are welcomed.
事实上呢，这两样东西在计划甲那里呢都有的，但有时呢，因为我们是一切都好像很顺利呢，我们又好像样样东西都被接纳呢，我们就没有去领受到。
Taking up our cross certainly means our voluntary identification for our life with Jesus.The commitment of ourselves to whatever hardship they may come as a result of ministry of Christ's name.
能够背起十字架呢一个咧，系好肯定嘅咧，就意思系讲到话，我哋系愿意嘅去喺我哋一生入边系认定耶稣。另外一个咧，亦都系讲到就系话，我哋系完全嘅委身自己，无论我哋系为咗呢一个基督嘅名嘅事工入边。要承受的很多的困难或者难处呢，我们都是继续去委身我们自己。
Jesus says, If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me.
耶稣就有话到，就是说如果我们要去如果有人要跟从我呢，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
On the other hand, to endure a thornrefers to some circumstances for which we did not ask, which we pray to have removed, and in which we are given the grace to keep going and behave in such a way that God can be glorified.
但另外一方面呢，我们能够去忍受承受一个那根刺呢，就是指导呢， 就是有时有些情况不是我们求回来的，或者我们都在这里祈祷、希望能够拿走它的，但是呢有时呢也是、藉着上帝给我们的恩典，我们能够继续下去的，是当我们能够继续下去的时候呢，上帝是被得到荣耀的。
Apostle Paul said there was given to me a thorn in the flesh，
保罗就说到在我身上加上一条刺。
Today I want you to look at the thorn and reflect on his promise。
我们今天尝试去看一下一根刺和他那个的应许。
We can see that Paul will not boast his spiritual experience though he would like to because there is such a contrast between his vision and appearance。
所以今天我们看到呢，就是保罗他是没有去为到他那个的属灵的经验来去骄傲去夸口，虽然呢他是有时都可能是想去这样做，因为他那个的、所看见的异象和他的外表是很大的对比。
Paul will boast in this weakness whatever this weakness is a thorn in his flesh。
保罗是宁愿是去为到他的软弱来去骄傲，这个软弱呢就是在他身体上有根的刺。
We should note that the Greek word meansmore than a thorn you might get while picking roses, it is stake on which a man is tortured。
所以我们知道呢，在希腊的原文呢，这根刺呢不只是讲到说我们是、摘一朵玫瑰的时候被那支刺刺到那个、刺，而是讲到呢是好像一根大柱那样，一个人呢在这个大柱上去受这个酷刑。
Then what was Paul's thorn?
所以是保罗的根刺是什么呢？
Simply we don't know it exactly。
所以我们不是很确定的知道是什么。
The early church father seems to think it was severe headache or migraine。
早期的、有些的、的基督徒呢，他就觉得可能是他一个很严重的头痛，甚至好像扁头痛那样。
Others since then suggest that epilepsy, eye problems, malarial fever or an opponent。
有些人又可能觉得是、可能是一个癫痫症，一个眼疾的问题，或者一些的、一些的对抗。
Martin Luther convinced that the thorn was carnal thoughts。
马丁路德呢，他就很相信呢、这根刺呢是讲到他一些肉体上 的思念。
Yes, most of the guesses look like reflections of the interpreter's own problems and struggles,which is a good application of the scripture。
但很多时呢、每一个人的、他怎样去看一根刺呢，就是讲到就是他们自己的一些的挣扎，自己的一些的思想来的，是他自己的一些的问题来的。那这个就好像是我们是去应用圣经所、应用圣经。
In any case, it was some physical or emotional infirmity affecting Paul's dignity and appearanceAnd was evident to all who saw him。
而事实上呢，就是这个呢是一个的、一个的身体上或者情感上的一些的伤痛，是影响着保罗那个的他的尊严和他 的外表的。
The problem is that just as Paul had to deal with his special thorn, so we must deal with ours。
咁好似保罗咧，佢都要面对一根刺，而我哋每一个人咧，都会 要面对我哋嘅一根刺。
Is there any thorn in your life？
喺你嘅生命当中有冇一根刺咧
？More than the usual annoyances，
就唔系只系讲到关于一啲嘅少少嘅烦恼。
Something you cannot get rid of，
系讲到、一啲系我哋唔、能够拎走嘅一啲嘅嘢。
Is there some circumstances or tragedy？A broken dream, a sickness, or unshakable fear, or handicapped conditions, or some disability that dogs you without ceasing.
是有没有一些的东西，一些的环境，或者一些的、一些的悲剧、甚至一些的破碎的梦，一些的疾病，一些是你拎不走的一些的恐惧，或者是你一些的、不能够做到残疾的一些的情况。或者你有啲係有啲嘢你係想做做唔到嘅，呢啲嘢係會唔會係時時嘅去影響住你呢
？Yes, we all have at least a few in our personal level。
可能在我们每个人的个人生命当中，我们都会有一些的。
Who gave this thorn to Paul and to us?
哪个给一根刺给保罗或者是给我们呢？
Was it God? Because Paul had a tendency to feel superior to boast of his experiences?
是不是神呢？是不是因为保罗他有一个的倾向是去为到他自己那个优秀来去骄傲呢？
Or did Satan, seeing the power of the experience, send the dark angel to rough Paul up every now and then, hoping the old nature would come to the front?
或者会不会是撒旦呢？因为他见到保罗这些经历那个的能力呢，是会，所以他就派了一些的阴沉的天使去搅扰保罗，是即是时时刻刻的在那搅扰着他呢。
Luke chapter 13 tells of a woman bound by the Satan for 18 years and finally freed by Jesus.
在路加福音十三章那里就记载到有一个妇人，她被魔鬼是压制住十八年的，而最后呢是耶稣去释放了她。
Paul prayed for his removal. Suppose his prayer to remove the thornhad been granted.
保罗就不断地去祈祷，希望他这根刺是会离开他的。如果他这个祷告上帝应允了的时候呢，
He would even have sure that the thorn was put there by the devil and removed by God.
他就可以很确定地知道这根刺是撒旦栽在他身上的，而上帝是拿走了他。
As he stands,However, it is not clear except that this thorn, a messenger of Satan, was given to Paul.
但圣经没有很详细的在这里记载，只是很清楚地讲到一点，就是说是有根刺，是有撒旦的奴仆，是加在保罗身上。
Seemingly, both God and Satan are deeply concerned with Paul.
好像上帝和撒旦一样都是很深切地关注着保罗。
And certainly with you and me too.
咁就係上帝一樣嘅去關切你同我嘅。
Even though the source of the thorn is unclear, Paul's desire is very clear.
咁雖然咧，好似一個依根刺嗰個源頭咧，唔係好清楚，但係保羅嗰個嘅志願咧就好清楚嘅。
He prayed for his removal.
佢為到佢依根刺嘅可以離開嚟去祈禱。
The scripture says he prayed three times.
在圣经里面讲到他为这件事祈祷了三次。
It reminds us of our Lord praying in the garden.
这个也令我们想起耶稣在客西马利亚园上的祈祷。
As in the garden, the cup was not taken away, so here the thorn is not removed.
在客西马利亚园那里，耶稣的杯是没有拿走，但在这里保罗的身上，他根刺也没有拿走。
But angels came to minister Jesus.And God gives Paul a beautiful promise.
但有天使来到 去服侍耶稣，而神呢亦都俾保罗一个好美丽嘅应许。
Have you ever prayed over and over for something you felt was a worthy prayer, yet it did not come to pass?
但我哋有冇时咧都有经常嘅去为一啲嘢去祈祷嘅？你觉得这个是很有价值的一个祷告来的，但那件事情始终都没有解决。
Yes, I have. I mean, many times.
是的，我也有的，而且是很多次的。
But later, I always realized that it was not granted because God would be glorified.
但是在后来呢，很多时候我都会领悟到一件事呢，就是这个祷告没有被应允呢，是因为最后是神得到荣耀的。
God's will more nearly done, and my spiritual growth aided by God's not granting the plea.
是神的旨意呢，是最后都是成全，而我的属灵的成长呢是得到帮助，而上帝呢虽然 是没有去应允那个的请求。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Yes, by faith.
这个呢就凭信心了。
I know and believe God would withhold no good things from his God's child, nothing that was truly best for God's child.
我知道上帝不会将一切好的东西保留住不给他的儿子的，而最好的东西他都不会拿走不给他的儿子的。
Just so Paul did not get the answer he wanted, but the one God knew was best.
雖然保羅是得不到他那個祈禱的英文那個答案， 但是上帝知道哪一样东西对他是最好的。
And the answer is plainly put in the verse 9.
而那个的答案呢，实在就是很清楚的在第九节那里讲到出来。
My grace is sufficient for you.
就是讲到我的恩典够你用。
It is interesting and beautiful that there are only words of risen Christ found in Paul's letter. My grace is sufficient for you.
就好美丽的一样嘢咧，就系上耶稣嘅话语咧，唯一系记载喺保罗嘅书信入边嘅咧，就系呢句说话：我嘅恩典够你用。
What a magnificent lesson is to found here: the sufficiency of God's grace in our lives.
就系讲到，就系喺呢一度咧，我哋学到一个好大嘅功课，就系神嘅能力系喺我哋嘅身上、生命上。
When the deepest prayer of our heart is not answered, we face not the barred door, unyielding against all our pounding and tears.
就是当我们的应允，我们的祷告没有被应允的时候，我们面对的不是一个闩了的门，或者我们的哀求，我们的呼喊是上帝是没有理到。
But rather the love of the Father whose heart is toward us and whoseWisdom, goodness, power, and the presence is able to meet our need.
反而我们是看到的就是一个的慈爱的父，他的心是向着我们的，他那个的智慧，他那个的良善，他那个的能力，他那个的同在呢，是足够的给我们力量去面对我们的需要。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
Yet there is another spiritual lesson.
在这里还有另外一个的属灵的功课。
God's power is most fully revealed in the experience of trials.
就是上帝的能力呢，是更加完全的在我们一个的受试炼的经历当中是显现到出来的。
And in those who endure them in simple trust.
也都是在那些能够是很忍耐的去承受一些的试炼的人呢，我藉住一个好简单嘅基本嘅一个信任去承受呢个试炼嘅人咧，我哋都睇到上帝嗰个能力嘅。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
就系话我嘅恩典系够你用嘅，因为我嘅能力喺人嘅软弱上显得完全。
What a strange but the truth.
呢个系好奇怪，但系呢个又系真理嚟嘅。
God's immeasurable power is made perfect.And complete in our weakness.
上帝一个无尽的大能呢，是能够在我们软弱的身上是完成。
What has this to do with us?
那这个对我们有什么的关系呢？
Paul would say that whatever thorn is tormenting you, maybe it's not a curse.
保罗就讲到说，无论有什么根刺在折磨你的，这个可能不是一个的咒诅来的。
But a grace intended to do you good.
反而呢，是一个的恩典是为你好的。
Here, of course, Paul was not sentimental about his burden.
在这里当然保罗没有将到他这个的负担是 很感情化的。
The thorn nearly hurt him and he wanted to get rid of it.
他今次真的伤害到他的，而他是真的很想拿走他的。
Yet Paul can give thanks that this thorn has kept him humble and taught him to rely more completely on Christ.
但是呢，保罗能够去感谢上帝，就因为他一根刺呢，能够令到他谦卑，亦都能够教导他完全的去倚靠上帝。
This thorn may be a messenger from Satan, but even the power of hell must end up serving God's glory.
可能这根刺是来自撒旦的，但是就算这个地狱那个的能力呢，最后都是用来去服侍，令到彰显到上帝的荣耀。
When I take a close look at my own griefs and hurts through my life journey,
当我能够去深入的去看一下在我的人生的旅程当中的一些的哀伤和一些的伤害的时候，
I find at least some of the time that I can discern good things have come from the bad and season of growth has sprouted from the despair and disappointment.
我最得閒到咧，喺好多嘅情況之下咧，我都分辨到有好多嘅好嘅事情係嚟自呢啲嘅唔好嘅嘢， 咁亦都係當我喺一個嘅憂傷當中或者失望當中咧，係有一個萌芽出嚟一啲嘅成長嘅。
How about you？
咁你咧
？Have you been the same in your life too？
你有冇有同樣嘅經歷咧？
It is also true that our weakness can make room for the strength of Christ.
一個好真嘅一樣嘢就係話，我哋嘅軟弱能夠騰空一啲嘅空間出嚟，去睇到上帝嗰個嘅能力。
Recall the Pharisees who stood in the temple and proudly reminded God of His many good deeds, while the tax collectors a few feet away pressed his face to the floor and mourned, "O Lord God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner."
我哋記唔記得咧？聖經有講到有啲嘅法利賽人咧，佢喺聖殿嘅當中好驕傲咁樣去話俾神聽。你記唔記得我有好多嘅好事，做咗好多嘅好事咧？咁但係喺另外一方面，有一啲嘅税吏佢企喺另外一邊，佢就將佢嘅面伏喺地嗰度，然後喺度呼喊就話：主啊，憐憫我啦，因為我係一個罪人。
The one who found God that day was not the Pharisee who stood on his own goodness, but the sinner who confessed his weakness.
喺一日尋找到上帝嘅人，唔係嗰班嘅法利賽人，佢哋係企喺佢自己覺得好良善嘅地方嗰度，而反而係嗰班嘅罪人，佢願意承認佢自己嘅錯，願意去認罪。
Sometimes it is only when we have reached theAt the end of our strength and exhausted our last resource, that our empty hands are ready to receive the riches of Christ.
好多時咧，係我哋去到我哋嘅盡頭，喺我哋嘅所有用盡我哋嘅資源嘅時候，我哋先至能夠有一個空出嚟嘅手去承載上帝嘅豐盛。
That's why our wisdom says, if you want to learn about life.Go to the hospitals and attend the funeral services.
所以有啲嘅智慧嘅言语就咁样话，即系如果你想认识生命咧，你就要去医院啊，或者去参加一啲嘅丧礼。
It is our weakest places and our hardest moment that we can most surely count on the power of our Lord to be with us and to see us through.
一个咧就系喺我哋最软弱嘅时候，或者喺我哋最困难嘅时候。我哋先至能夠好確定嘅去睇到或者去依靠上帝嘅能力去幫助我哋。
Yes, the grace of Christ is sufficient for our physical pain, for sickness and for weariness.
係嘅，上帝嘅恩典係足夠我哋嘅，係甚至係我哋嗰個身體嘅病痛啦，我哋嘅一啲嘅軟弱啦。
The grace of Christ is sufficient for opposition and obstacles, for grief and suffering.For struggles and challenges.
而無論係我哋一啲嘅喺一啲嘅對抗當中，喺一啲嘅阻攔當中，喺一啲嘅憂傷或者受苦當中，喺一啲嘅掙扎或者挑戰當中，上帝嘅恩典都係足夠嘅。
The grace of Christ is sufficient for loss and regrets, for guilt and failure.
上帝嘅恩典係足夠嘅，係喺我哋嘅失落，喺我哋嘅後悔當中，喺我哋嘅內疚喺我哋嘅失敗當中，上帝嘅恩典都係足夠嘅。
The grace of Christ is sufficient to see us through life and through death.
上帝嘅恩典係足夠嘅，去幫我哋度過我哋一生，甚至我哋去面對死亡嘅時候。
In reality, the thorns are allowed even to us people of faith.
就喺現實嚟講咧，對於我哋依啲有信仰、有信心嘅人嚟講咧，上帝都容許依啲嘅刺。在我們的身上的
Perhaps we do not know exactly why this happens to the faithful.
就我們有時不明白為什麼那些忠心的人都會發生這些事情。
But we do not wonder further why it is not removed after praying to God.
但我們不要不斷在這裡驚奇，就是說為什麼在祈禱之後這些事情都沒有離開。
Rather we believe that through our weakness,The loving, shaping, forgiving, and transforming of power of God may be seen as in no other ways.
反而咧，我哋要相信嘅就系话，藉住我哋嘅软弱，我哋能够睇到一个有爱，有喺度塑造我哋，喺度饶恕紧我哋，喺度改变紧我哋上帝嘅大能。
So Paul and you and me and all with the thorn still can be and should be the happy warriors of Christ.
所以对保罗来讲，对你对我来讲呢，就算我们是有一个的刺，我们仍然都可以成为一个很开心的基督的勇士。
Trust that Christ will not run short, for we have His promise.
我们要相信就是上帝是没有欠缺的，我们是有祂那个的应许。
My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness.
上帝说，我的恩典是够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上是彰显得完全。
May God richly bless us all as we stand firm together with the faith that the grace of God is sufficient enough.
愿意我们是能够站立得稳，我们一同的去坚强，去站立得稳，凭信心的来 去站立得稳，因为上帝的恩典是足够我们使用的。
It's sufficient enough not only to survive, but also to thrive abundantly as God's beloved.
这个的足够不是单止叫我们只是勉强地在这里生存，乃是叫我们能够是很茂盛的是成为上帝所爱的，我们能够是很茂盛的去接受。
阿们。
阿们。